Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah continues talking about things that a person cannot do even in their own domain. Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtomin v'shel tzabayin. A person cannot open up a store that's used for baking, v'shel tzabayin, or for dyeing, tachas otzaro shel chavero, if it's underneath the storehouse of his friend, somewhere, the place where he stores grain, because of the negative effect that the heat from the baking and from the dyeing is going to have on the grain that's in the storehouse. Below refes bakar, you also cannot open up a corral or a barn for cattle underneath, because the smell and the heat of the zevel of the manure will ill affect the grain. The MS, however, in reality, by Yayin Hitiru, they permitted it in the case where the storehouse is storing wine, because the heat is actually good for the wine. Avoloref es bakar, however, that's only true of the baker and of the dyer, but not of the barn for the animals, because the manure will still have a negative effect on the wine, despite the warmth. Chanus shebachatzer, if a person has a store, a retail store, in a courtyard, and there's various houses in the courtyard, yochol limchos biyado, the residents of the courtyard can protest against the owner of the store, v'lomerlo, and to tell him, eini yochol lishon, I'm unable to sleep, mikol hanichnasin mikol yotzin, from the sounds of those entering and exiting from your store. So some understand that this means that initially when he wants to open the store, he can't open it if they protest against it. Others understand, however, that even if they did not protest initially and open up successfully the store, it can at some later point say, initially we didn't protest because we thought we could handle it, but now we see we can't handle it. Now, even though he can't open up a retail store with against the consent of the other members, the other residents of the chatzer, however, osa kalim, he is allowed to manufacture utensils in his house, yotze, and then take them out to mocher b'soch hashuk, and then sell them outside the chatzer, outside the courtyard, in the marketplace. And we can't stop him from doing what he wants in his private business, in his private house, even though it makes some noise. Avol eino yochol limchos b'yad avol lomalo, eino yochol lishan lo mikol hapatish lo mikol reichayim. We can't stop him and say, I can't sleep because of the sound of the hammer, or the sound of the millstone that you have inside your house. Because those are normal things that people do within their house, and even if he uses it to manufacture something that he's going to sell in a retail setting outside the chatzer, they can't stop him from doing that. But lo mikol atinokos, he also, let's say that he is a school teacher, and he has a school of children inside his house, they also can't stop him that, if he's somebody who teaches Torah. However, the Gemara explains that if he's not teaching them a Torah, but other necessary disciplines, such as some sort of, he's teaching them mathematics, or he's teaching them a trade, that the Bnei HaChatzer, the people who live in the courtyard, are able to protest and say that we can't sleep because of the sound of the Talmidim, of the students who are coming in and out.